Star 88.3, this is Conversations. I'm Melissa Montana. Let me tell you about this precious 23-year-old. She's an amazing young lady. Not only has she given us incredible songs like In Jesus' Name, God is in the Story, Hold On, but she has a testimony of how God has healed her body. Katie Nicole, how are you doing, my friend?
I'm doing good.
Now, we're going to talk about the music. We know your music. It is powerful. So glad that God is using you. But most people may not know your story. What happened with your spine and all that happened with the surgery?
Yeah, so I have congenital scoliosis. So I had a back surgery when I was 15 years old where they put metal rods and screws in my back to straighten out my spine. And unfortunately, that didn't go exactly how it was supposed to go because, you know, doctors were like, this surgery is going to be easy breezy. Maybe that's a stretch, but it'll be a year of recovery and then you should be back to doing, you know, normal stuff.
Right.
That just was not the case for me. I was in excruciating pain almost every single day and facing depression that was so heavy on my life and just led me to a bottle of pills one day where I just was like, I don't know if I want to do this anymore. Just really contemplated ending my life in that moment until I was stopped in my tracks when the bottle of pills fell onto the floor and spilled and just felt the Lord saying that He wasn't done with my life and I needed to hold on. And so, you know, I kept moving forward, but I was honestly kind of in a place where I had made an ultimatum with God of like, if you don't figure this out soon, like, I'm not going to be here tomorrow.
Right.
And it just was not a good time in my life. This lasted for almost 3 years. And then I had a second back surgery in 2018 when the surgeons were like, okay, all we can do for you is we can remove the metal that we put in.
Okay.
And that's very much unheard of. Like, that's not how things usually go, but I was like, you know what? I just don't know if I can keep doing this, so just do whatever. Like, I just kind of didn't care at that point. So they went back in, they removed everything, and that was the thing that needed to happen. And I've been thriving ever since.
Wow. Okay. So you went through some other things, but God brought you on this side of it. You're with us. And then how did you get into the music part?
Oh, man. You know, I actually started leading worship at my church in Arizona and kind of had a lot of mentorship at the time that just kind of made me realize maybe this is what I'm supposed to do. Maybe I'm supposed to do Christian music. And I realized feeling the Holy Spirit and just seeing how music with Jesus involved is so different and it was so beautiful. I was just like, you know, I think I'm supposed to do this. And then the doors just kept opening and I just kept walking through them and just believing that God had, you know, the best plans for my life. And He definitely has.
Yes. Oh, this is so exciting to watch your story unfold and how God's brought you through a really difficult time. Even when you're this young, you've experienced that and how to trust God. And He came through and He's using you in a big way. We love your music. We love playing it. Katie, bless you, sister.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate you taking the time to do this today.
Amen. It's a star883.com to hear this back and find out more about Katie. And click on my Conversations link.